T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Texas cities get ready for solar eclipse watchers. Activities resume at White Rock Lake, and Garland gets some new street signs. With the All Local, I'm Heather Behrens. The countdown is on in North Texas, where we've been waiting, it seems like forever, for the April 8th total eclipse of the sun. KRLD's Kurt Lewis has more.
This once-in-a-generation eclipse puts Ennis right dead center in the path of totality, and while the city expects as many as 200,000 visitors, believe me, not everyone likes the thought of that.
What are you expecting as far as crowds?
Too much, and I'm not going.
Have you ever seen an eclipse?
I have not.
Are you kind of looking forward to it a little?
Yeah, but I think I'll wait for it to come out on pictures or the news station.
In Ennis, as along the entire path of totality, the eclipse will last about 4.5 minutes. But as soon as it's over, look out. TxDOT expects many of those 200,000 visitors to crowd onto I-45 and 287, where traffic is expected to be gridlocked all that Monday afternoon. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Meanwhile, Bonham is preparing for the upcoming eclipse. KRLD's Melanie Brown says the town of a little more than 10,000 is expected to welcome anywhere from 25,000 to 50,000 visitors on April 8th.
Bonham lies smack dab in the path of totality. During the eclipse, it will experience more than 3 minutes of darkness. City officials say that hotel rooms, RV spots, and Airbnbs have been booked up for months. Residents are being asked to stock up on what they need so they don't have to get caught in the crowd on the day of the eclipse. Local businesses are prepared too. Many have added extra staff, extended their hours, and are preparing more food. From the 24-hour news center, Melanie Brown, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hundreds of people marched through downtown Dallas yesterday to protest SB 4, the state's controversial new immigration law. The law will allow local police, county sheriff's deputies, and Texas state troopers to arrest individuals suspected of crossing into the U.S. illegally. While the state insists SB 4 is meant to be enforced strictly at the border, opponents fear it could lead to racial profiling and unjust targeting. Meanwhile, Governor Abbott says the Texas National Guard is helping keep Texans safe with more people trying to cross the border illegally. The governor spoke at a National Guard Association of Texas conference over the weekend and claims more than 500,000 apprehensions have been made at the border over the past 3 years.
Immigration has been taking place legally and illegally for decades, but nothing approaches the challenges we're dealing with now.
Abbott says they've also made 41,000 arrests and seized 470 million lethal doses of fentanyl since he started Operation Lone Star 3 years ago. A Dallas cop is off the job after being busted for public intoxication. Police say Officer Frank Johnson was arrested in Little Elm yesterday. He was off duty at the time. He's been placed on administrative leave pending an investigation. Johnson has been with the department more than 10 years. Texas is back in court today defending its demand for records about trans kids seeking gender-affirming medical care. KRLD's Chris Fox has more from Austin.
The national LGBTQ plus advocacy group PFLAG is asking a state judge to temporarily block the Texas Attorney General from demanding it turn over all records related to its support of Texas families seeking transition-related medical care for their kids. PFLAG CEO Brian Bond.
The Attorney General is taking his campaign against our families even further by targeting our organization and trying to scare and silence PFLAG families. And we're fighting back.
A new Texas law bans puberty blockers, hormone treatments, and gender-related surgeries for minors. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
An update for you on a story we reported on Friday. That Arlington firefighter shot while responding to a welfare check Friday morning is in good spirits and is expected to make a full recovery. That's according to his union. Brady Weaver was shot while on a call at an apartment off I-20 and Matlock Road. Nobody else was hurt. Police have arrested Demetric Brooks for the shooting. He's charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Dallas has reopened White Rock Lake for fishing and boating after closing the lake following a sewage spill in Plano last week. KRLD's Alan Skaya has the update.
The city of Plano and the North Texas Municipal Water District say a mechanical failure at a lift station sent 1.5 million gallons of untreated waste into White Rock Creek back on March 14th. That never affected Plano's drinking water, but it did lead to Dallas Parks and Rec stopping activities around White Rock Lake. Dallas Water Utilities now says sampling shows conditions are back to normal. So the Parks Department says White Rock Lake has now reopened for fishing and boating. The dog park is reopened too, but swimming is still not allowed. Dallas Water Utilities will keep testing all week to make sure levels stay within the normal range, saying rainfall can sometimes introduce pollutants or bacteria in the lake. From the 24-Hour News Center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KULD.
City crews in Garland have started installing hundreds of new street signs. Mike Hilton with the city says they're going up at major intersections that have traffic lights.
They're 2 or 3 times bigger than the long ones we do. They hang up on the signalized intersection poles, so they require a bucket truck and guys going up in there. A lot more work than your typical signs on the street.
Hilton says the old signs were installed about 20 years ago, so they're at the end of their normal lifespan. It will take several months for city workers to install the new signs. With the All Local, I'm Heather Behrens.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.